Ve'ula, me'oimek, me'oimek atzas rachmosis baruch hoya, l'sada dvorem be'oifin, she'af b'yois honom shukua b'chayim v'chriach mishkasavnu, yuchom t'rachom atzis g'gufni, hasig ha'shlemus v'isalus ha'zoich v'amayla. Ve'adra b'ashpilosat yak bosoy, mishom yiknei kovakotchen k'mohu, v'yosahov sachosha or v'yosahmos nega yizrach. So, even though a person is in a place that's counter ruchni, it's not really ruchniistic, it's not conducive for ruchnius, but a person can change that radically. And not only change it, but he himself becomes a salon. We talk about it a little bit. Vizeh, kisam yisav shmoy gvulo yisav storm la adam, bitash vishishlam shorul bri yisav, ubekavanish yisgam behem. Asha bishtamish yisav adam, bo yisav gvul, so yisav storm, bo yisav kavanish yisav bri yisav. It's like the muscle. Imagine a person has like a kit where you have, let's say, wood and plans and tools. And if you cut the wood appropriately and put it together, you're going to get a table or whatever it is. This world is, as a world, it's Megushim. The things in the world draw you away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world is oblivious to any Ruchnias, and so on. But, used properly and appropriately, the things in this world will bring you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's, it's built into this world that if and when you apply Torah to it, it brings out the Ruchnias. V'ula, let's take something simple. The idea of having things, the sense of possessiveness, is a very chumristic thing. You have objects and you want the objects and you feel good about having a lot of objects and so on. So as such, that's a chumristic, chayshachtik thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mashpia, is a noisen. But when I take and I give something, because I'm attached to it, the giving takes on meaning. In other words, if let's say, let's give it a mashal. If let's say I have pebbles laying in front of my door, and someone knocks on the door and asks me if he could take a few pebbles, I'll tell him, yeah, what's the issue? And when he takes it, I'm not going to feel good about it because I don't have anything in it. But let's say someone asks me for something that's precious to me, and I go ahead and I say, because I want to give it, the giving becomes a very strong ruchnis activity. Giving the pebbles meant nothing because I never felt any attachment or anything about it. When I give something that I feel possessive and care about and so on, that's when it becomes. So the things in this world that are chumrius become, that itself becomes the chetimtza for it being good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at what a person needs in order to be mishtalein. He was a mesader nyanim, gave him gvulos, asher b'shomre oisam. When he keeps it, he strengthens whatever is important, and everything that keeps him away from it is by keeping away from what he should, it keeps him away from that. I want to explain something about Chazal, the famous Chazal of Yistakel Bereisa Bar Alma, and what it means in this context. The people always go to science. Like if you take a look and you see how you create the world, which atoms, which protons, electrons. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know if that's a kavanah chazal, and I don't think it's of significance. It doesn't mean anything. It means something else. Torah is the tzura of how a person becomes a ruchnistic person. That's what it is. It's how the person realizes that Selam Lekim himself. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's the Teichen of Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs that would shape us to get that way, and he created a world to allow for those mitzvahs to take place. So l'mashal, ahava is a midah, a very important midah, a midah l'yoyna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then found the mitzvahs that would give a person that midah, and he arranged a world that would have the pieces wherein to perform that mitzvah, and so on. All the elements that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted in this world, he brought out. His Stakmas Rama, the Torah is primarily a text to teach us how to become, Anshei Elyon, how to become Tzel Melekim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a world that would allow for the maximal realization of Torah. And had there not been a gzera to die, so this process would have been a process of perfection, that it would have been mizachich the person totally, and they would both be mizachich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or the fisha gzera gzura, because there was a gzeir of Misa, that can't happen one shot. But there is, the process is ongoing. The guf gets the zichuch in potential. And then the person gets the shleimus for the time that it's needed. So basically, the process, it's like, I'll use a mashal that used to be, and not so much today. When they used to take pictures on paper, on film, so you snap pictures, and as soon as you snap the picture was snapped. And it was on the film, but if you were to take out the film, you couldn't see it. It'd be impossible to see it. You then developed it in developer fluid, and then you would see the picture. So before you put the developer fluid on it, is the picture on the film or not? Well, that depends. If you're talking about Bekoyach, the answer is yes. If you're talking about Bepoel, the answer is not. So here also, the things that we do today, the world of mitzvahs, develops us. It makes us become a ruchnistic person. We even the things that we can't do, it still becomes bekoach in us. Let's give a mashal. Imagine you have a person pushes a spring against the wall, and then he glues it down. So it's not the pshat that there's no power here. The power of him pushing the spring against the wall put a lot of energy in it. You're holding it back now. But the minute you take off the tape that's holding it down, it's going to jump right back. Because that's the nature. The input hasn't gotten lost, even though it hasn't been able to actualize itself. That's the word over here. So today, Bizman Azer, the difference is that before then, the Bekoach and the Bepoel came together. As a person was developing himself, he actually developed until he became the person he needed to become. After the Chet, we become potentially the person we are. Our bodies cannot follow along yet. When they do, that's when a person comes out total. Hey, achastor vos elu hinem klala mitzvis. This is the klal mitzvis. Esem v'alavim. Asher kol achzem chuvenes l'taknes haknois ba'odem v'atzim boi achzem regus amai lamitis. Each one of them is focused on a certain area of bringing out a certain maila. V'asoras echni anachoy shachasoynes adi apoy lamitz esehi amnina loisase. So all mitzvis have one inyan and one inyan only. Developing a person to become more ruchni, more loiki, and so on. Ve'ulam, prate mitzvah kulam. Ve'chein prate kol mitzvah, hinem yisara mitzvah se'usa v'inash l'alam chol p'chinoisov, ve'amitah se'in Hashem shav tztorchen, kol dover b'tnoa v'gvul mashtorch l'ashem osay. The details of all the mitzvahs have shaykhis to the Adam. So, l'mashal, when we ask ourselves the mitzvahs that are associated with Mitzrayim, so some would say, well, it's the best way to celebrate, you know, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not quite. It's the best way for Adam to bring out in himself what Yetzias Mitzrayim is. All mitzvahs have a focus on bringing the Adam out. Ve'omnom ha'chochma al-yoyna she'yoydas kol zel amitoy ve'yoydas kol yina abruim kulam she'meshem kwa she'vosim be'emes he'shkif ala kol ve'kol ha'kom tzorach be'mitzvah she'tzivonim be'toyrosu k'mo she'kosev ve'tzivonim she'm la'asev ha'chukim lo teiv lano. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was koilel everything we need and included it all in the avoda, in the mitzvahs and the various that he gave us. Okay, hold it here.